Well, you've got an exciting event coming up on May 17th, and that's a host of reenactment, The Fight for the Backcountry.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah, so we're showing and kind of giving folks in a time to experience what it was like on May 16th, 1771 at the Battle of Alamance, where Governor William Tryon showed up with 8 cannons to suppress these farmers called the Regulators. And we're giving folks a chance to see it, feel it, smell it, and to be part of it.
You know, those of us who grew up in North Carolina years ago in Hugh Loeffler's North Carolina history book that we used as a textbook back then, we read about the Regulator movement, but I think a lot of people probably have never actually heard of it and think this is part of the Revolutionary War between the British and the Americans.
Yeah, it is a really amazing and uniquely North Carolinian story of the Regulation that is weirdly seldom told. We see school kids at the battleground all the time. And yeah, we start running from square one to educate people on it. But it's this, you know, really amazing movement about ordinary people protesting against an unjust and unaccountable government, which, you know, I think just about everybody can relate to.
And the term regulate meant to regulate the government.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they chose themselves and self-organized and a representative sort of system and launched lawsuits, petitions, protests, elections, and yeah, and eventually riot and rebellion.
And this brings into play a man whose name we know probably associated more with New Bern in the Tryon Palace, but that was Governor William Tryon.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he was the kind of archenemy figure for the Regulators. He oversaw the rampant corruption across the colony of North Carolina and was the one who led the suppression of the Regulators.
And, you know, this is interesting, too. As I recall, there were actually more Regulators, but they basically lost.
Yes, sir. Yeah. At the Battle of Alamance, there was over 2,000 Regulators, which, to give you a sense of scale, that is about 1% the entire population of the colony at the time. Just 1 in 100 people physically there to make their voices heard. Notably, many Regulators showed up with guns, ready to fight, and many didn't. Many showed up with clubs and whips, and there were even some Quakers among them.
That's an amazing thing that I think you're doing a great job in bringing this to light, because it is an interesting chapter in North Carolina history that is so not known by so many North Carolinians these days. Now, the event itself, when does that get underway on the 17th?
So the site will open at 10 o'clock, but I would definitely recommend folks stand there by 11, which will be kind of the start of the battle. Our battle starts weird because it starts with the reading of the Riot Act and goes from there. So yeah, we'll open at 10. We'll run till 4 that day. A couple other notes. There's a $5 admission for adults, $2 for children, seniors, and military. And we'll run till 4 o'clock. We'll close the site and wrap up the day from there.
And tell us, how do you get to the battlefield site?
Well, we are right along Highway 62. I'll give you the address here. It's 5803 North Carolina 62 South, Burlington, North Carolina. We are directly south on Highway 62 from Burlington.
You know, one of the interesting things, Nathan, after this, when we actually did get into the full-scale Revolutionary War, the Regulators and the Tryon forces, they didn't necessarily fall into easy brackets.
You're exactly right. I mean, the Regulators formed the backbone of a loyalist still supporting the King movement within North Carolina. And while many of those who suppressed the Regulators, you know, suppressed these farmers who wanted a fair government, would become the revolutionaries, at least 3 different governors of North Carolina fought with Tryon at Alabama.
Fascinating chapter in North Carolina history. And Nathan, thank you so much for taking time to join us to tell us about this big event coming up on Saturday, May the 17th, the reenactment of the Battle of Alamance. Thank you so much, Nathan.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a nice day.